Rod Bramlett is the play-by-play voice of the Auburn Tigers, coming fresh off the 13-0 season. And it doesn't stop. He actually handles two chores at the end of the year with football and now basketball exclusively. Good morning, Rod. How you doing?
Doing good. And don't forget baseball thrown in there, too, man.
That's coming up, too, right around the corner. Well, I know you enjoy every bit of it, but nothing could have been better than this past season in football for the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I enjoyed it, obviously, personally. I mean, it's still a bit of a fan in me having graduated from Auburn. I mean, obviously, from a fan standpoint, it was a terrific year. But I got most of the satisfaction out of watching the players. I mean, and the coaches, but I mean, they're grown men. They know how to, you know, obviously it was a joy for them, but for those players and those seniors in particular, it was just fun to watch this team develop and get better and grow. And, you know, it's just about halfway through the season, you know, I just kind of had a feeling that this was, mm-hmm. I mean, this was going to be a team that went 13-0. You just kind of had that feeling that, everything was just falling into place for this ball club, and it was a special year. I've never seen anything like it. The 11-0 season was fine, but was fun and good. But you know, this season was much more special, and I think the group of kids they have, particularly the seniors, will be hard to top just as a group. I'm not saying Auburn won't have another 13-0 year, but I think just as a group of kids. It'll be tough to top this bunch.
What did you expect coming in? Because the season from last year, we all know how that went down. And what was the difference in that, and what did you see coming in? You're around the program. We know what all the so-called prognosticators had Auburn pick coming into the season.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, we'd sit around the office and say, all right, where do you think we'll be going into the year? This was July. And I told everybody, I said, you know, things fall into place the right way. I mean, this team could be 6-7-0 and get off to that kind of start, I said. But to me, the difference in this football team being a good football team, and I thought this was a type of team that would be a 9-2 type team. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's just what I thought. I also prefaced that by saying the difference between this football team being good and great is Jason Campbell. I think if Jason Campbell finds his way and all of a sudden, you know, plays up to his potential, then this team could be very special, because despite the fact that the wide receivers had gotten a bad rap the year before, I knew they were a good bunch, and we all knew what Ronnie and Carnell could do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Al Borges and the way he handled Jason Campbell and kind of molded him into the fifth-year senior-type quarterback that he should have been, I think was the difference. And you can't go without saying anything about the defense. I thought the defense would be pretty good, but I never in a million years thought they'd be as good as they were. We were all talking about how undersized the linebackers were, and you know, boy, oh boy, I mean, that's got to be a concern. You never once heard the coaches mention that off the air or away from practice, and I mean, they didn't seem to be too concerned about that. And they obviously knew what they were talking about, because, I mean, the way this defense played this year was just unbelievable.
With it all done now, and we all know Auburn finished number two, I guess there may be somebody. Has anybody ranked Auburn number one in any poll anywhere yet?
You know, I think the Eufaula Tribune.
I heard that, yes.
Had ranked them number one. But, you know, it's the thing I think is important for fans to remember about this, and believe me, we are all disappointed that we didn't get that affirmation by the BCS or by the Associated Press that you are the number one team. Even with the BCS, it is still a mythical national championship. And, you know, Auburn did everything that it was supposed to do to win a national championship, and that is win every football game you play.
One more snap, and the Tigers will be 13-0. This Auburn crowd on their feet, a lot of them with one finger in the air, indicating number one in the nation. Campbell takes the knee with 20 seconds to go. The clock will wind down. The Tigers make history. Undefeated, unmatched, undeniably the best team in Auburn football history and the best team in the nation. They are your national champions, Auburn fans. The Tigers are 13-0.